it's good to see you on this wonderful Palm Sunday, on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. And I'm thankful for what God has been doing here at Taze Valley Baptist Church. I'm thankful for the souls that's been saved, even during this downtime. I'm glad that he's still on the throne. I'm glad he's able to save to the uttermost. And if you're listening today by way of live stream, I pray today if you're without Jesus that you'll get saved. I want you to turn with me today in your Bibles. And my theme this morning, I'm just going to tell you my theme already. I'm going to be preaching on the blood of Jesus. Brother Chad in Sunday school talked about the Lord's triumphant entry. Why did he go into Jerusalem? He went into Jerusalem to shed his blood for you and I. I'm thankful that it is still the blood. I'm thankful, as Lois just sang a moment ago, it was at the cross. I'm glad for the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was thinking just before I preach to kind of break the ice a little bit. By the way, as I go through this message, if you hear something you like and you want to say amen, you're not, instead of just printing amen, just hit a like on it. And let's kind of connect with one another. Let's let the Lord bless us in a big way today. Amen? But I'm not a guy that usually tells jokes, but I thought I might loosen you up a little bit with one of my only jokes I'll ever tell behind the pulpit. And since we're doing service a little different, maybe I'll lighten you up in your living room a little bit. A guy came to God and asked him a question. He said, is it true that a billion years is as a second? And God said to him, yes. And he said, is it true $1 billion with you is as a penny? And God said, yes. And then he looked at God and he said, give me a penny. And God looked at him and said, just in a second. Some of y'all get that in a few minutes. But let's look at Ephesians chapter number 2 and verses 11 through 18 for our thought today. The Bible said, wherefore remember. You know, look at your neighbor, your family, and just tell them, remember. Wherefore remember that you being in times past in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcised by the which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ. Tell your neighbor that's in the room with you, we were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Jesus. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Our Father, as we come to pray, I asked that you would protect our families of our church. I ask right now for those that are listening, for somebody listening that's lost without you, I pray they'll fall under Holy Ghost conviction today. I pray that you'll touch them and you'll move upon them, and we'll see great power come upon them today and they'll get saved. And Lord, I'm glad for the subject today, the blood of Jesus. Now bless now, and we'll praise you and honor you in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. As I introduce this message in chapter number 1 of the book of Ephesians, it talks about the reality of knowing Jesus. Thank God that it's real. I want you to know what happened to me January 31st, 1973 was real. It created a real change. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The Bible says that we were, in chapter 1 of the book of Ephesians, we were accepted in the blood. It's not that I accepted God, though I did, but God accepted me the way I was, with my faults, with my sins, with my arrogancy. I was an enemy of God, but God looked beyond my faults and saw my need, and the blood of Jesus saved me from all sin. Hallelujah for that. If you study in the reality in chapter number 1, we were saved by the will of the sovereign God. I just share a verse or so with you. The Bible said in verse number 4, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I want you to know we were saved by the will of the sovereign God before the foundation of the world, before he hung the moon and the sun and the stars. God had a plan, and glory to God. Aren't you glad that plan included you? That plan included me. That plan included the whole world. Hallelujah. We were accepted in the blood by the will of the sovereign God, but also by the work of the Son of God. Listen what the Bible said in verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the blood. Listen to this. This will make you shout. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Well, hallelujah. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Now, friend, we were accepted in the blood by the will of the sovereign God and by the work of the Son of God. You're not going to heaven by your works, by your goodness. You're going to heaven because of the work of the Son of God up on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago. I'm glad for that work. I'm glad that I was redeemed. That word means bought back with a price. The shed blood is still the blood. I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. And then, woo, glory, I feel some preach today. Then I want you to look with me in verse 13 and 14. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Well, glory to God. Not only were we accepted in the blood by the will of the sovereign God and by the work of the Son of God, but we were accepted in the blood by the witness of the Spirit of God. I'm glad that the Spirit of God is in me right now. He convicted me of my sin, showed me my lostness, showed me how bad I was, showed me how lost I was, and revealed Jesus Christ, revealed him upon the cross of Calvary. Thank God for the witness of the Holy Spirit of God. So chapter 1, we see the reality. And then chapter 2, I see a revolution. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I'm talking about a complete change. I'm talking about God took us from darkness and translated us into the kingdom of light. I'm talking about being saved by the grace of God. Let me say this about that revolution. It was a dramatic starting. I want to tell you what God done when he saved you. What a dramatic thing. I mean, he changed us. Here's what he done. First of all, he saved us from the penalty of sin. I'm not going to hell any longer. I'm not hell bound anymore. I'm heaven bound. I'm on my way to glory. I'm saved. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, you believe in that doctrine of eternal security? Oh, yes, I do. Some of you said, well, do you believe in once in grace, always in grace? I didn't say that. I believe once saved, always saved. I saved from the penalty of sin. I will not go to hell. I will not spend 1 minute of time in the tribulation period. I'm going to be delivered from the wrath to come. Hallelujah for the revolutionary change in Christ. Well, glory. And then I see, not only was I saved from the penalty of sin, well, glory, I saved from the power of sin. A lot of people say, you can't live a Christian life. I want to tell you, I can live it through Jesus. Because of what he done. Because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Because I've been baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ. And I have Christ in me. Sin will not have dominion over you. For we're not under the law, but we're under Christ. I want you to know, I believe you can live a Christian life through the power of Jesus. Well, hallelujah. Isn't it good to be saved? Isn't it good to know we're on our way to heaven? Isn't it good? Well, praise God. I just want to shout a little bit today. Some of you ought to shout. Listen to this. Now, I'll tell you how revolutionary it is. We were saved from the penalty of sin. We're being saved from the power of sin. But one of these days, well, glory, we're going to be saved from the presence of sin. The Lord himself is going to descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Well, hallelujah. Completely out of the presence of sin. Somebody ought to praise him. I mean, one of these days, all this mess that's going on, he's going to deliver us from all of it. And we'll be in the very presence of God. Let me talk about this revolution. We see a dramatic starting, but then we see a dispositional change. Look what it says in chapter number 2. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. When I talk about this dramatic starting, it has a dispositional change. We're new creatures. Amen. We were dead, that's what it said. Dead in trespasses and sin. We were defiled. We were wicked, ungodly, impure. We were depraved. We were devilish. We were disobedient. We were doomed. But then the Bible said, Hallelujah. But now, in Christ Jesus, we're washed. We went from the tomb to the throne. We're sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Well, glory to God. We're redeemed. We're sanctified once and for all. But not only was it a dispositional change, it was a dispensational change. Look what it says in verse 11. Wherefore remember that ye, being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. Well, glory. That's a dispensational change. See, let me give you, write this down in your notes. A dispensation is an economy of the outworking of God's power. It's a clear-cut recognition. It's a system demonstrating the way that God's worked in the Old Testament with Adam and Eve. It was a dispensation of innocence. And with Noah, it was a dispensation of conscience. And then we see the dispensation of human government. And then the legal dispensation, which the Jews were under, the law. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful but now we're saved by the grace of God. We're not dealing with the law. By the way, we don't do the works of the law. By the way, I'll tell you this, and I'll get into this more in a moment. The law didn't save anybody. Now, I know there might be a few hyper dispensations saying they were saved by the law in the Old Testament. That's a lie right from hell. That's right from the devil. Everybody got saved by the blood. Hallelujah. He's dealing with us for grace. See, here's the difference. The Jew looked forward to the cross. Through all the shadows and all the types. But we're looking back to the cross at the finished work of Jesus Christ. I'm glad that we're on this side of the cross, looking back at the finished work. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whoo, glory. See, Ephesians was written predominantly to the Gentile. Now, you might say, what's the difference between a Gentile and a Jew? Well, if you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. That's pretty plain, isn't it? Somebody say amen right there. And what Jesus done when he came to die on the cross, he was going to end that division. The Jew here and the Gentile here, he was going to make both one in Christ. Hallelujah. See, for the Jew, that outward sign was circumcision. And they established a rite, an exclusive practice. But I want you to know that didn't save them. You know, the Bible said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm glad that the grace of God was in the Old Testament. How about the story of Mephibosheth? The Bible said that David wanted to show somebody kindness for Jonathan's sake. And he sent his servant down to Lodibar. I was in Lodibar one day, and the Holy Ghost came down there, carried me back to Jesus, set me at the table. I want you to know something, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the table. We're saved by the grace of God. Whew. Oh, can you shout with me a little bit? Hallelujah. See, we're saved. The Jews had an outward sign of circumcision. But we're saved by the Spirit of God in our heart. And I'm thankful that we don't have to pray to Mary. Oh, hey, some people, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what some of these churches are doing right now during this shutdown. how they're going to the priest to pray, get intercession and for him to pray for them and mediate for them and pray through Mary. Oh, that's wickedness. There's no truth to that. We're saved by grace. It's not by our works. It's not by taking sacraments. It's not, is my good works going to outweigh my bad works? No, 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 no. It's by the grace of God. Well, glory. We're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. Well, hallelujah. I'm telling you, thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. It wasn't corruptible. It was incorruptible. Well, you say, Preacher Smith, how was his blood incorruptible? Because, see, I still believe in the virgin birth. Amen. I still believe in the virgin birth. Mary was conceived of the Holy Ghost of God. Hallelujah. And the blood that was in Jesus' veins was not the blood of Adam and the first Adam. It was the blood of God, and we were not redeemed with corruptible things. Precious blood, powerful blood, purifying blood, permanent blood. Well, hallelujah. Whew. Let me try to sum this introduction up. And that's what this has been. Been an introduction. Let me try to sum our introduction up if I can. Our past state in sin. We were dead in Christ. That's what we were. That's what it was. I was a heathen. I was a drunk. I was a mess. I was warped. That's what my past state, that's what it was. Woo! But I want to tell you, I'm not looking at my past state because that's gone. It's all under the blood of Jesus. As far as the east is from the west, I'm saved. Whew. But I want to talk to you a little bit. Well, glory. I was kind of glad to walk around here in the auditorium even though nobody's here. I'm glad it's the blood. Then the present state in salvation. Not what we was, but what we are. Raise your hand and shout with me. What we are. If you go back to Ephesians 1, we're adopted. We're a child of God. Yes, sir. We're an heir of God. We're a joint heir with Jesus. We've been adopted into the family. We're in the family of God. Oh, I like that song. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. No longer an outcast. No longer despised and defiled. But now are we the sons of God. Woo! I'm saved right now. Like that old boy said, I'm so saved it's pitiful. Woo! Aren't you glad you're saved? Somebody turn to your neighbor there at the house. Say, I'm glad I'm saved. And if you're all by yourself, just say, I'm glad I'm saved. Woo! That's our present state. I am saved. That didn't happen by works. That happened by the blood. If you listen to me today, I want you to know something. Ain't no way you can get to God outside of Jesus. And the only way you can get from your past state of what you are to become something else is to be trusting Jesus as Savior. And then as we get into the message, well, hallelujah, I'm just now getting in. I'm almost done the introduction. I see the purposeful showing of sanctification. That is what we're becoming. Whew. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. I want to explain this. Glory to God. Is this good, Jared? Hallelujah. When I got saved, listen. When I got saved, I was sanctified inwardly once and for all. Whoever is saved, and whatsoever whoever is saved, overcometh the world. And I want you to know something. Inwardly, I cannot sin. And if I cannot sin, I cannot be lost again. Now, there's some of you outfit believe you can be saved and lost and saved and lost. And you've been baptized so many times that the frogs know you by first name. You're saved once. Inwardly, I'm sanctified. But I want to tell you what. I'm being sanctified outwardly every day. You say, how are you doing that? By yielding to the Holy Spirit. By allowing that person that's in me to affect the person that's outside. Somebody says, well, that can't happen. Oh, yes, sir. I've got power in me. I've got the power of the Holy Ghost in me. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's real. Whew. Hallelujah, I like it. You say, how's all this happening? By the blood. It's the blood of Calvary. Thank God for the blood. So I'm sanctified inwardly. I'm being sanctified outwardly. Let me go over it doctrinally. Inwardly is justification. Outwardly is sanctification. Then one day, I'm going to be sanctified once and for all in heaven. And that's glorification. I'm going to be made like Christ. Whoa! I'll be like him. I'll see him as he is. I'm going to get a new body, an incorruptible body, an immortal body. Whew. You say, when is that? That's at the rapture. That's when the dead in Christ will rise first. That's coming. I want to say this. Jared, I'm just going to get the introduction for this morning message. I want to tell you what's happening. Just this week, there was earthquakes in two different places. Listen to me. Just here in the United States. And then all this pestilence. Do you know what the Bible, it talks about all this earthquakes and pestilence in the last days? Now hold on. You say, Preacher Smith, are you suggesting that we're in the tribulation? No, sir. No, sir. We're not. You say, how you know we're not in the tribulation? I'm here. I'm here. The only way I know we're going to we had to go to heaven for me to know that I'm not in the tribulation. The rapture's got to come. Whew. But I want you to know something. I think what you're seeing, and God is letting, he's kind of rolling it back and giving us a little view. What life will be like without Jesus. Jared, you ever thought about it? What life will be like without Jesus? Chad, you ever thought about what life will be like without Jesus? I want you to know something. If you get left behind, you think it's chaotic now. Oh, the death toll is going up, up, up right now. But do you know in the first half of tribulation that one third of humanity is going to die in the first 3.5 years? I want you to know something. You need to run to Christ right now. You need to get under the covenant of the blood right now. You need to be washed in the blood right now. I want to say, here's how you get saved. Whew. Oh, hallelujah. You get saved by realizing you're a sinner. Oh, I've sinned and come short of the glory of God. Realizing that Christ died for you, but God commendeth his love toward us. And while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Realize that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, Christian, I'll give you something for you about the blood as we're closing this introduction. I'm going to finish this message tonight. Okay, I'm finishing it tonight. I haven't even got to the point yet. But Revelation says that we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Have you been saved? Have you got a testimony? I want you to know you right now amidst this pestilence and trouble and heartache, you can claim the blood. Sinner, come and be washed in the blood. Saint, trust the blood. It's still the blood. Thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. Will you come and trust him today? Thank you for listening to the service tonight. I'll do part two on the blood of Jesus.